Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Without music, life would be a mistake. Friedrich Nietzsche. What does that mean? How does it apply to your life, if it even does? That's what we will discover and explore today. Welcome to the Sunday service. Without music, life would be a mistake. What a powerful statement that is. And from none other than the guy who brought you What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger, who brought you Eternal Recurrence. Friedrich Nietzsche is such a serious person with some serious thoughts, so many serious thoughts. I was delighted, bemused to come across that quote from Nietzsche. And it just made me want to dig into it so much, because I am fully aware and fully embrace the reality, the truth, that music makes everything better. Music makes everything better. I've always known that. I've always thought that. It brings people together. You feel it through your body. It can alter your mood. You can change your mood. You can create a mood. It'll help you get your head right. If you want to feel sad, it can make you sad. If you want to feel happy, it can make you happy. It can be experienced just you. It can experience with a million people. You can experience it with one person. It's just such an incredible, incredible, incredible medium. Been making music forever. Continue to make music. We continue to make new kinds of music and innovate. And it is it's such a wonderful thing and something that I love listening to. I really love singing, even though if I'm not horribly good at it or I'm horrible at it. Yeah. That's probably what it is, but you get it. And we all certainly have a connection to music in some form or fashion. We always have music on at my house, if it's classical music, or we are rocking to Baby Shark or Wheels on the Bus or whatever it might be. It's always some music playing. So why does it hold such a unique place? Why does it occupy space in our brains, our minds, our soul, our hearts? It can lift us up. It can connect us when we're feeling isolated. Music absolutely marks time. You can hear a song and it'll just take you right back to where you were when you first heard it. Going to a concert, I can remember my first concert and subsequent concerts. Just really an extraordinary thing. And as it works out, we've got the Bible talking about music. We've got philosophers like Nietzsche and Plato talking about the Bible or talking about music and the transformative properties that it has and the connective properties that it has and everything else. And just, it's just an awesome thing. And sometimes, most of the time, that's all I need to know. How does it make me feel? That's what I'm interested in. Makes me happy, gets me pumped up, whatever. Extraordinary. So from a biblical perspective, there's many verses in the Bible talking about music. In Psalms, it tells us that praise him with timbrel and dancing, praise him with the strings and pipe. It's viewed as, or rather portrayed as, a vital part of worship, a way of glorifying or giving glory to God. Bible also talks about how music has healing powers and properties. In Samuel, whenever the Spirit from God came on Saul, David would take up his lyre and play. Then relief would come to Saul, he would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him. So, not just a melody, but medicine for the soul, a balm for the soul. And of course, it brings people together. In Ephesians, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. It's a unifying force that binds us together as a community, helps us to worship. So extraordinary. I can remember driving with my girlfriend, who turned into my wife. Eventually, she became my fiance, and then my wife. That's how it goes for many people. I appreciate that. We were having a conversation about, and this is germane, it's a little bit off subject, but it's okay. Talking about how is it better, and the context was that organized religion was facing sort of losing numbers. It was moving in the wrong direction. And is it wise, or is it better, is it okay to water down the message if it's attracting more people in? Or should you just stick to it and kind of drive a hard line on this is the way that it is, the way we've always done it, where we're always going to do it, and if people are going to come or they're not? And it was an interesting conversation. And I had a conversation with a pastor within the last 6 months, and I asked him that question. And he said, oh, you know, as long as we're teaching the Word of God, what does it matter if we're standing or sitting, if we're kneeling or dancing, if we're singing or we're humming, if we're playing, you know, drums or singing? What does it matter if the message is the message? So there you go. And if music makes everything better, which I believe that it does, why wouldn't we incorporate music? And the Bible's talking about the power of it for us individually, for us collectively, the power of it, and the its ability to have such influence and for the positive. Philosophers, certainly I talked about the reason for this whole conversation was Nietzsche's quote, without music, life would be a mistake, which is just, again, it's so profound. And for Nietzsche, when you read about him and his life, he believed music to be a primal, chaotic, and passionate expression of the human spirit. I don't know if there's too many. Obviously, we celebrate athletes, we celebrate actors, but who doesn't want to be a rock star? Who doesn't want to be a hip hop star? Who doesn't want to be a country singer? Who doesn't, whatever? Who wouldn't want to be able to sit down at a piano and to play? Who wouldn't want to be able to pick up a guitar and play it?
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Is that you? You're like, no, not me. I wouldn't want to have those abilities. Of course not. Everybody would like to be able to do that. So it's this expression, passionate expression of the human spirit. And he associated it with what he called the Dionysian spirit, raw, emotional, and free. Plato, who you're no doubt familiar with, on the other hand, and he wrote 2,000 years before Nietzsche, he looked at it a little different. In Plato's Republic, he wrote that musical training shapes one's soul, instilling harmony and balance. He believed that was the right kind, that with the right kind of music, we can cultivate virtue, while chaotic or dissonant music could corrupt character. So Plato might have been the guy slapping on the parental advisories just to make sure that we're listening to the right kind of music. Or that could have been a horribly damning characteristic of him, but it's funny. And we need to be able to laugh about these things. So got to be able to listen to the right kind of music so as it doesn't corrupt the younger generation. So it's interesting. Nietzsche embraced chaos as a path to deeper truth. Plato sought order and harmony, viewing music as a reflection of a well-balanced soul. So it's a great contrast right there. Wild energy and disciplined harmony. I love it. So I think that we all know that music transcends time and culture. I mean, the greatest classical musics or classical songs are still as amazing as they were back when they were originally written. Probably not true, but you get the idea. Music connects us through shared experiences and emotions. Everybody can remember the first time that they heard their favorite song, or share stories about enjoying experiences, or going to the concert, or buying their first tape / CD. And now I'm realizing that there are a lot of people who have never had that experience and never will have that experience. They will never have the experience of buying the CD and sitting in their car and going through the exercise of opening that CD, which was not an easy experience, and throwing it in. Even more so, or even better or different, so many people will not have the experience of having to rewind a tape to get to your song, or to fast forward. Kids these days, you can just play any song you want anytime and listen to it 100 times. Not the case. And no way you're going to remember having to wait until your song came on the radio. Holy cow, buddy. But even before that, you had to wait till somebody went on Ed Sullivan or something like that to be able to hear the Beatles or to see Elvis, whoever it was. So all extraordinary, all fun to think about and talk about. And all certainly connecting us through the power and the beauty that is music. So what is your favorite song? Do you know what your favorite song is? My favorite song is Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen. I love Springsteen, but I love, and interestingly, at least to me, I find it to be interesting that the older I get, the more I love awful pop music. I just would not have been caught dead when I was a teenager or in my 20s, probably even my 30s, listening to pop music. I mean, I'm 46, so I don't know how old I was when Nevermind came out, but I was pretty young, and I was all in on the grunge stuff, so I wasn't listening to Britney Spears or the Backstreet Boys. I was an Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Stone Temple Pilots kind of a guy. So anyway, how about you? It doesn't matter about me. Today, I love all of it. I'm all about it. I love singing songs with my middle child loves music, and I sing from the top of my lungs and try to encourage him to do the same, because it took me a long time to realize that was the best way to enjoy it, was to sing it as best I could instead of holding back. And that's been a wonderful experience. And I hope that you feel the same way that I do about music. One more quote from Plato. He said that music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything. Powerful. All right, brothers and sisters, as always, do your part by doing your best.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.